Apologize. Tonight, as we sent out in the description of this year, we're going to be talking about the most important pasuk in Ashrei. And from a halachic perspective, it's clear, even though we've learned so many psukim that have deep, deep and beautiful meanings and might speak to us, from a halachic perspective, in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun Aleph, Sif Zayin, it's very clear that there's one pasuk that is by far the most important pasuk in Ashrei. And what is that? That is Poseach Es Yadecha Umaspia L'chol Chai Ratzon. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says that if you say Ashrei and you don't have Kavana for Poseach Es Yadecha, again, what does Kavana mean? That you don't think about the words, Hashem, open up your hand, and we'll talk about what it means on a deeper level, even on a simple level, actually, to translate the words Umaspia L'chol Chai Ratzon, it's not clear. You have very, very beautiful and different approaches exactly how to understand that phrase. But we know that the Shulchan Aruch says if you don't have Kavana when you say that Pasuk, you have to say it again. You have to go back. There is only one other area in all of davening that we say that if you don't have Kavana, you really should say it again. And that's the first bracha of Shmona Esrei. But we paskin that you don't say it again. And why is that? Because we're concerned that you say it the second time, you're not going to have Kavana. But by Poseach Es Yadecha, even though you're saying the name of Hashem, it's not saying a bracha again. So Magen Avraham says we don't have the concern that you won't have Kavana the second time. And so this is really the only thing in all of davening, that if you don't have Kavana, you have to say it again. This pasuk of Poseach Es Yadecha from the Gemara, it seems clear also that this is the most significant pasuk in Ashrei, because the Gemara in Brachos Daf Daled that tells us anyone who says Ashrei three times a day is guaranteed to be a person worthy of living in Olam Haba, of accessing the world to come. So one of the possibilities, one of the reasons why they think that that might be the case is because of the pasuk of Poseach Es Yadecha. One possibility is because it's written in Aleph Beis form. The Gemara says there are other parts of Tehillim. L'David B'shano says Tamo, Lamed Aleph is written in Aleph Beis. Kuf Yud Tes is written Aleph Beis eight times. So why that's written in Aleph Beis, is that so significant? Gemara then says, oh, Poseach Es Yadecha Umaspi Alechol Chai Ratzon. But Poseach Es Yadecha, we know, is not the only pasuk that talks about Hashem as provider of Parnassa, provider of the needs of all his creatures. So the Gemara ultimately says, because this parak of Tehillim has both, has the Aleph Beis acrostic, if you will, from Aleph all the way through Tav, Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, minus the letter Nun, as we've discussed, and it also has the pasuk of Poseach Es Yadecha Umaspi Alechol Chai Ratzon. So we see that this has two incredibly significant things to it, but it's clear from the Gemara, it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that this pasuk of Poseach Es Yadecha is the key. And what is it about this pasuk that is so significant? So there are many, many different approaches, but I just wanted to share that the Shulchan Atar, Rabbi Arila, the Shomer Emunim, Rabbi Arila Roth, Zechusi again, Elena, great tzaddik from the earlier part of the 20th century, came from Hungary, made his way to Yerushalayim, Rabbi Arila Chassidim in Yerushalayim, that wear the gold coats, the gold bekshes on Shabbos, Rabbi Arila Chassidim. So Rabbi Arila, in a Sefer Shulchan Atar, he says that Harbe Inyani Ruchani V'Gufani Toli B'zeh, that in this pasuk of Poseach Es Yadecha, many spiritual and physical things are all about this pasuk. It's an inyan gadol v'nora. It's a very great and awesome pasuk. L'chein sarach l'harich b'chol yicholto b'kavana ze'akasuf. And therefore, you have to take your time. You have to say this pasuk slowly, and you have to say this pasuk with great kavana, because so many things dependent on it. The Maharal in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal Miprag, he writes that when you praise Hashem with this pasuk, you're being mashpia chayim la'olam. This pasuk, Poseach Es Yadecha, is bringing life into the world. And he says, and it's life aleph to tof, meaning all levels of life, not only physical life. But this pasuk, Poseach Es Yadecha, is bringing life into the world. And therefore, when a person says this pasuk with kavana, you are being davek b'chayim. You are attaching yourself to the essence of life when you say this pasuk, Poseach Es Yadecha, umaspi alechol chai ratzon. And what is it about this pasuk? So the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ish Chai, the great Sfardi mystic in halachis, the Ben Ish Chai, the Ben Yehoyada, he wrote in his commentary on Brachos, in his commentary on Maseches Brachos, he says that this pasuk is all about emuna. Because we know that we know from Adam Arishon, one of the greatest challenges a human being has in this world is the challenge of parnasa. The Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud Ches, in fact, says, "Kashin mizonosav shel Adam yoser min ha'geula," that a person finding their parnasa, their livelihood, is more difficult than the redemption. Yaakov Avinu said, "Hamalach hago elosi mikol ra," that a malach redeemed me from all the difficulties that I faced in my life. But Yaakov Avinu says that it's Hashem is the one that provides me with michya, Elokim shalach, that God sent livelihood, sent me food. So we see the Gemara says that the idea of mizonos of shel adam in some ways is a greater challenge than even the geula. And of course, we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, that it's the first question a person's asked when they get to the Bezen Shel Mala, Nasasa V'Nasata B'Emuna. How did you conduct your business affairs? And why is that? Because of the curse of Adam. We know the curse of Chava was about the difficulty in having children. And the curse of Adam is the difficulty in Parnassa. And it's not coincidence that the Gemara in Tana says that those are two of the three maftechos that Hashem holds. Right? Hashem holds two of three keys. Three keys in his hand. The first is about childbirth, the second is about parnasa, and the third is the key of misa. So obviously that's all connected to Adam and Chava going back to the very first nisayon that human beings face, the very first challenge, because again, Adam's curse is about parnasa, b'zeasa pecha tocha lechem, struggling for livelihood, Chava's is the curse of childbirth, and of course, both of them together were cursed with bringing death to the world, right? So it's not coincidence that the Gemara in Tana says that the three keys that Hashem keeps is parnasa, childbirth, and death. And in fact, that's why some say this pasuk starts with poseach. The Yefei Toar on the Perish on the Medrash Rabbah says that that's why it's lashon of poseach hasedech. We ask Hashem to open his hand. Open, he said, David HaMelech is alluding to this teaching of Chazal, obviously. It's a teaching that predated the Gemara and Tanis. It's a Mesorah. It's a teaching that is part of Jewish consciousness, that Hashem has a mafteach per parnasa. And mafteach is a key that opens something up. And that's why we're saying to Hashem, poseach es yadecha. We ask Hashem to open your hand. Because we know, Hashem, you have this mafteach. This key is in your hand. This is something, Hashem, that's only from you. You know, people go to great rebbes for brachos, for parnasa, and all the great things. But it's on Hashem's hands. You have to daven to Hashem. And that's what you're doing. And you say, poseach b'lashon hoveh, in the present tense, poseach es yadech, Hashem, open your hand, implying that Hashem's hand is closed up until that point. Well, we know that every day, amechadish betuva b'chol yom tamid masa bereishis, every day there's a new act of creation. So therefore, every day, we have to ask Hashem anew to provide us with sustenance, to provide us with livelihood. Even though we know the Gemara in Beitza tells us, tezayin amad aleph 16a, mizonosov shel adam k'tuvim l'me rosh hashanah, right, that your parnas is set aside from Rosh Hashanah, but we know how it comes, and that's why we ask Hashem, poseach es yadecha, to open your hand. The parnasa that we're supposed to be getting, Hashem, let it come down to us in a way that we can appreciate, in a way that it comes to us, benachas, in pleasantness. And that's with the lashon of poseach, the word es, poseach es yadecha, the word es is an interesting word. So we know the Gemara tells us, es Hashem elokecha tira, that Shimon Hamsuni, one of the great Tanoim, every time it said the word S in the Torah, he was able to find out what it's teaching us. Except when he came to the Pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that you should fear Hashem. He said, what else? So comes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that S is L'Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. That just like we have to be in awe and fear of Hashem, so too awe and fear of Talmidei Chachamim. But over here, so what does it mean, Poseach Es Yadecha? So the Rokeach, Mamish, you have Rishonim and Achronim, all talk about this, Poseach Es, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many shluchim. There are many malachim, there are many messengers that Hashem has to bring us parnasa. We might think that our boss is the parnasa, or the lottery ticket is, well, that's clear, right? Whatever it is, we think that that's going to bring us parnasa, we have to know, Pasach S, the S is l'rabos, the shluchei d'rachmana, that's what the Rokeach says. He says that we have to know, his lashon is S, yadcha l'rabos, yad malach, l'rabos, yad ha'ashir, hazanis ha'ani, the wealthy person that gives the tzedakah to support the indigent, so that is S, that's included in the S. And so Pesach is asking Hashem, you have the Maftech, but I understand Pesach S, that there are times that Hashem, it's not going to be clear that it's from you, but even though there's a distance from Pesach and Yadecha, the word S that creates that space, I understand that in that space, it's still you, Hashem. I'm not going to be, God forbid, I'm not going to mistake that it's that there's another source of Parnassa. And that's why it's Pesach S Yadecha, right? It's your hand. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, spoke about this in last week's Parsha and in 2 weeks of two weeks ago, Parsha was Chanan and Akev. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's, one of his great concerns for the Jewish people going into the land of Israel, that in the Midbar, it's very obvious and clear that Hashem is the one that's giving us everything. But when you're going to get to the land of Israel, Hashem's presence isn't going to be as apparent. And a person could, God forbid, fall into a mindset of kochi va'otzem yadi. This is, it's all me. No. Poseach es yadecha, Hashem, open up the mafteach through all of your intermediaries, all the pathways that's going to get to me, and I know it's all yadecha. And that's why the Yisod V'Shorash Avoda, who lived at the time of the Vilna Gaon, he was not a chassid, he wasn't a misnagid, he was his own person, the Yisod V'Shorash Avoda. He says that when a person says this pasuk, poseach es yadecha, yichavena adam besimcha atzuma, a person should say this pasuk with incredible, incredible joy. Because as we know, as we're going to say on Sunday and Monday in Rosh Chodesh, Hamagbi lo shaves, Hamashpili liros bashamayim, right? Hamagbi lo shaves, Hamashpili, the person who brings up HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ashbos yarem evyon, that wherever we are, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yachal. And Poseach Es Yadecha, that's why a person has to say this besimcha, with great faith, as the Ben Yoyoda says, and with a great joy, knowing that Hashem is the one that's going to open everything up. Poseach Es Yadecha, now we come to the second part of the Pasuk, which is a little bit more difficult to understand. So again, first part we understand. It's a statement of Emunah that Hashem is the one that provides us our sustenance, that it comes through Hashem's shluchei d'rachmana, the messengers of Hashem. But all, it has to be clear that it's yadecha, it's from Hashem's hand. It's all from Hashem. And then we say, umasbiya l'chol chai ratzon. How do you even translate that? Umasbiya, and you satisfy, soveya, v'achalta v'savata, the satisfaction, umasbiya l'chol chai ratzon. And you satisfy every little living thing, desire. So on a very simple level, umasbiya l'chol chai ratzon means, and Hashem, by opening up your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. Right? And the word kol, the chidah of Chaim Yosef David Azulai says, maspia lechol chai rotzon, that you satisfy all living things. Kol is, the chidah says, even the chotim, even the sinners, even people that are not living a life connected to Hashem, that one could argue they're not deserving of divine sustenance, lechol chai. Everything that's alive, from the simplest creature to the most complex, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maspia l'chol chai ratzon. So that's one very simple understanding, right? The desire of every little living thing. The Sfarno, one of the Rishonim, he has a little bit of a different take. Maspia l'chol chai ratzon means that Hashem, you satisfy every living thing. Ratzon means with your will. Meaning, the Ratzon Hashem, when we say this with Emuna, with Simcha, Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon means that Hashem, you satisfy every living thing with your will. Because you know what the Ratzon Hashem is? The Ratzon of Hashem. And this is what we have to remind ourselves every day. The Ratzon Hashem is that the Eibishter wants to give us so, so much. We just have to make ourselves worthy of the divine blessing, right? As tzaddikim say, Hashem tzilcha yadi minecha, that Hashem is your shadow, that Hashem treats you the way you are, the way you make yourself able to be treated. Meaning, you, the more you recognize Hashem is the source of everything, so Hashem will provide as the source of everything. It's something that Rambam discusses in the Mor Nevuchim, the idea that this greater Hashgacha, again, that would be down a rabbit hole of Jewish philosophy. We're not going to get into that right now. But the greater emunah and the greater belief a person has, the closer a person is to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the greater Hashgacha there is for the person. So this is one level. Maspia l'chol chai ratzon is that Hashem, you satisfy everything with your ratzon, that your ratzon is just to give. Your ratzon is to give, right? We often say that Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, when I went to him a number of years ago, I think when the stock market, the housing market, real estate bubble burst in 2008, people really suffering parnas issues, and I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I asked him the greatest segula for parnas, and he said, to bench with kavana, right? When a person thanks Hashem for everything the Eibishter gives him, you recognize Hashem as the source of everything through benching. So then the Eibishter is going to give you more. And that's this idea of the Sfarna Pasecha Sedecha, Umaspia L'chol Chai Rotzen, because that's what you want, Hashem, to satisfy all of us. But then there's also another thing. The Chafetz Chaim and the Vilna Gaon has a pshat, and the Chassam Sofer has a pshat, and the Meshiloch, the Ishbitzer has a pshat. This is a pshat that goes across the ideological boundaries of Litvish, of Hasidish, of the Kabbalists, of the Sfardim. But the Chafetz Chaim says it very clearly. In the Sefer Avos Yisrael, Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon is, you know what this is, Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon, that Hashem, and you should satisfy every living thing with your Ratzon. What does that mean? That whatever the Ratzon Hashem is to give us, we should be satisfied with it. The Chafetz Chaim says, Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon means that Hashem, you should enable us to be satisfied with whatever it is that you give to us. Whatever your ratzon is to give to us, we should be satisfied with it because we know it's coming from you, right? What does a person really need to be satisfied? We know Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Koheles that a person who loves money is never going to have enough money. A person who has 100 wants 200. A person who has 200 wants 400. So it's in this pasuk, the Chafetz Chaim and so many others say that we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to stop, to help us step out of the craziness. Poseach es yodecha, Hashem, open up your hands, give it from you directly, right? Again, ask maybe through your shluchim, as Rokech says, umasbia l'chol chai ratzon, and let every living thing be satisfied with whatever your will is to give to them. Whatever Hashem you give to me, this is my, this, whatever your ratzon is that I should have, umasbia l'chol chai. That Eibishter, I should be satisfied with this. I shouldn't have the crazy, crazy desires for more and more and more. And we know, we certainly understand what Shlomo HaMelech talks about, of Oiv Kesef, L'Yispa Kesef, a person who is sunken into an Olam HaGashmi, that, you know, the crazy things that we think we need, the crazy things that we think we can't live without, and what kids see, that friends have, that they have to have it all. It's really, Pasech HaSadecha Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon Hashem, satisfy us that we should have what you, that we should be satisfied with what you give us. That's Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon. We should be satisfied, Hashem, with your Ratzon. But then there's also another way to look at this Pasuk. The Sfas Emes, the Maharal Miprag, the Alshech, they also have another perspective. What does Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon mean? Maspia L'chol Chai, Hashem, satisfy every living thing with your Ratzon. What does that mean? Again, first pshat was the Sfarno, that the Ratzon Hashem is just to give to us. The second level is whatever it is that Hashem you give us, whatever your will is that we should have, we should be satisfied with it, like Hasamech Bechelko. But this third pshat from the Maharal, from the Alshech, from the Sfas Emes, the Reb Leib Le'eger and the Taras Emes, you find it in numerous Svarim. Umasbia L'chol Chai Ratzon means that Hashem, it's a little similar to the last thing, but different. Not that we should be satisfied with whatever physical things Hashem gives us, because that is clearly Ratzon Hashem, that we should have it. Umasbia L'chol Chai Ratzon. Hashem, satisfy every living thing that with your Ratzon, that our Ratzon should be your Ratzon. what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, that our ratzon maspia, yeah, poseach es yadecha, Hashem, open your hand to give us again. The ayin pasuk was, Hashem, you can give them all their food in their time. But now it's something else. Remember, everyone looks to you. Everyone wants a lecha Hashem. Everyone is anxiously yearning for you. But right, no sin lahem esach lam b'ito. You give them their food and their time. So once the food is taken care of, there's like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The basic level has to be taken care of first. Food. Now we've ascended up. Poseach es yadecha. Now Hashem, unlock your hand and satisfy all of us that we should have your ratzon, that we should be satisfied with Dvar Ruchniyim, that Ruchniyis should be what we really want. That's what we should go after. And that's what some say, that Hashem should satisfy all of us by giving us a ratzon for Avodas Hashem. Because we know when it comes to physical things, The more you have, the more you want, and the more you indulge, the less enjoyment that you have. But we know when it comes to Tanag Ruchni, when it comes to a spiritual pleasure, yes, you have and you want more. But the more that you have, the more you appreciate it even further and further. It's not like physical things. The more you have, the more than you need to be able to get the same level of pleasure, right? The law of diminishing returns when it comes to physical pleasures. But when it comes to spiritual things, no, you could get such a gishmak, such satiation from a gishmak, a Ramban ala Torah, from a great, great pshat in the Mishnah, right? From a beautiful idea of Chassidus on the Parsha. And it gives you such a satiation and you want more. But that ratzon is a ratzon that is going to feed you and bring you to great things. That's going to bring you to ascend the Sula Mutav Arts of Rosh HaMagia Shemaima. That is not something with diminishing returns. The more that a person indulges in Ruchni, the more gishmak you get from the Ruchnius. Not the less. Not doesn't lessen. And so therefore, that's what the Maharal, that's what the Alshuch, that's what the Sfasemes, and Rav Leib Eger say. That's the physical. Then, we're asking Hashem for the greatest thing to really provide us with satiation. What, we're going to be satiated with food? No. We're going to be satiated with Gishmak Torah. We're going to be satiated with knowing that we're fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. And that's why in Shabbos davening, in every davening, sorry, I just had a sitter here to take out, right? There's a phrase that we say in every Shabbos davening, in every Antif davening. You know what phrase I'm talking about? In every Shmona Esrei, we say, then we say, Sabeinu mituvecha, Hashem, satiate us, excuse me, from your goodness. What is the goodness of Hashem? What is the tov of Hashem that we're being satiated with? In tov ela Torah. Tov, lo tov heyos adam levado, tov is giving, is chesed. Sabeinu mituvecha, Hashem, let us be satiated from your goodness, meaning, some interpret this not from Hashem's goodness that he gives us physical bounty. No. Let us be satiated when we live a life of your goodness, of Torah mitzvahs. That's Abeinu mituvecha. That's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is connecting with the ultimate values. So this is Abeinu mituvecha. Exactly this pshat, poseach es yadecha maspia l'chol chai ratzon. But as a Rebbe of mine, Remendel Blachman Shlita, and I've seen this also in other Svarim, bring down And this is something I think especially we understand in our day and age, it must be a l'chol chai ratzon, that we should have a drive. We should have a drive for this, for Torah mitzvahs. There should be a real ratzon, right? Revolbi says, we've mentioned it, Revolbi says in Ali Shar, you want to know what a person really cares about? Then you want to know what a person really cared about in their life? Look at what they accomplished by the end of their life. And if a person accomplishes nothing with their life, nothing of significance, it means, Rachman al-Tzlan, they didn't really care for anything. They didn't have a ratzon. They didn't have a drive for anything. For anything. Poseach es yodecha, Hashem, open your hand. Umasbi'a l'chol chai ratzon. And satiate everything by giving them a real ratzon for life. A real ratzon, as we're saying, according to so many, for the tanug amiti, for the truest pleasure. Let us only get satiation from that. And this is why, yes, I know, many have in mind that this is talking about mizanos of shel adam. And of course, on one level, it's parnas. And I know the minhag that many svardim have, that mekubalim have, that the poter, they open up their arms very, very wide, right? Like in the Sarusa de la Satan, awakening below, we open our hands so wide, Hashem, open your hands so wide and pour in the shefa. And so on one level, it's of course talking about physical bounty and success. But David HaMelech is also saying that Hashem, let us be satiated with the truest ratzon. And of course, this is what we're coming to now with the month of El. The month of El is all about seeking out what we're really about, understanding what is the Tanug Amiti. And of course, that's why the minhag of saying L'David Hashem Ori, L'David Hashem Ori, in which David HaMelech says, Ach Hasha'alti Me'es Hashem Oso Avakesh. Ach Hasha'alti Me'es Hashem Oso Avakesh. The one thing that we really want from Hashem. By the way, we had a making davening meaningful shir about L'David Hashem Ori. We've been learning this over a year, this series, because we did this last year. On L'David Hashem Ori, and in that Tehillim, David HaMelech is saying, I only want one thing. There's one thing that I really want. There's one thing that's my truest, deepest ratzon. And that's what we're, according to somebody, we're asking Hashem in this pasuk, U'maspia l'chol chai ratzon. Ebishter, please, please, let me be zocha to have true ratzon. Let my deepest ratzon be for the Dvarim Amitim, for the truest things. And we should all be Zocha Be'ezus Hashem, Teksivach Simateva, Ugut Kiven Shtiar. And just remember, we have to say this pasuk every day with Kavana Atzuma. Otherwise, the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to repeat it. You have to repeat the pasuk again. When you get to the end of Ashrei, you have to say from Poseach all the way till the end of Ashrei. It's not just you throw in that pasuk. You have to go back to Poseach and go to the end of Ashrei. But as the Ben Yoyada says, that this is an Ikar of Emunah, and as the Yisod V'Shor Shavodah says, we have to say this Pasuk with tremendous Simcha, knowing that everything is in the hands of Hashem, and we're in the hands of an Ava Racham, and a loving, merciful Father, that's going to give us the greatest gifts. Okay, everyone, daven well, have a great Shabbos.